So you have your new qualifying beneficiaries, those that experience a loss of coverage due to reduction in hours or an involuntary termination of employment between now and September when this COBRA subsidy is in place. Normally what they would get is the election notice that gives them information about COBRA and how much it costs and an election form, that type of thing. What the DOL gave us is a revised election notice that would be used instead. And so it has a lot of the same information in it, but now it also includes information about this COBRA subsidy that they'll be able to take advantage of if their triggering event was that reduction in hours or involuntary termination of employment. So they should get that updated election notice, that new model notice. And then they should also get that summary of COBRA premium assistance provisions. And that one is more specific just to the COBRA subsidy. It outlines exactly what requirements individuals have to meet to be eligible for the COBRA subsidy. And then it has a certification or attestation form along with it, where the individual has to go through and actually say, I lost coverage due to a reduction in hours or involuntary termination of employment. I am not eligible for a group health plan at this time. I am not eligible for Medicare. And they have to be able to check those things off and say, yes, all of those are true, and sign that form and send it back in with their election if they want to take advantage of this COBRA subsidy. So those new qualifying beneficiaries, they should get that updated election form along with that kind of attestation form or information about that summary of who's eligible for the COBRA subsidy. The existing qualifying beneficiaries, these are individuals who their qualifying event occurred before April 1st, but they're still in their maximum coverage period. They may be current COBRA participants. They've been paying their COBRA premium, but now they are eligible or perhaps eligible to take advantage of this. They still need to get this notice, because then they could sign off on that attestation form, say that they meet all the criteria and are eligible to take advantage of, you know, paying no premium then through April through September. It also needs to go to those individuals who originally waived COBRA, or they were on COBRA for a period of time and dropped it, but they're still in their maximum coverage period, those second chance individuals. They also need to get this extended election form along with the summary of COBRA premium assistance provisions to sign off and elect that. Now that notice to the existing qualifying beneficiaries, that needs to be sent out by May 31st. It's certainly in employers' best interest to get that out sooner rather than later, now that we've got these model notices. How quickly you can do that and coordinate that through your COBRA administrator if they're assisting with that is just, I think everybody's still getting up to speed. But these existing qualifying beneficiaries, they have 60 days after they get that notice to make their election. So the sooner that you can get that out, although you do technically have until the end of May, it starts that 60-day window, which will make things easier since its coverage is technically supposed to go into effect April 1st. And then finally, the third one, we got a model notice for it, this model notice of expiration of premium assistance for those individuals who actually elect the COBRA subsidy for the April through September timeframe. When that's coming to an end, either because the end of their maximum coverage period has come, or if they get all the way through to the end of September, whichever one comes first, they have to be sent a notice 15 to 45 days prior to losing that subsidy. It'll let them know that the subsidy is ending, they want to continue COBRA, that they'd be responsible for the premiums going forward, or similar to the other COBRA notices, it provides a bunch of information about other coverage options that may be available to that individual to consider.